This show is brought to you by Safe FM.
It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls to call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, it does not matter who the host is. What has always mattered is who the listeners are. No doubt about that. Anyways, today is Wednesday, July the 31st, or almost the 13th, of 2024, day 213th of the year, and only 153 days left to go. We are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM, and then we are hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
Radio Big, streaming 24/7 at radiobig.fm.
Okay, so there you go. That's how we hang. That's how we bang. That's what we do. It is Whip 'em Out Wednesday, so we're going to have all kinds of fun as we are hanging out and doing our thingo, no doubt about that. So how have you been? How's the last 23, 24 hours been? I mean, just depending on what you have going on, you know, always a fun time as we get to hang. So let me talk to you real quick. Yeah, let me talk to you and tell you some things because, you know, I try to keep this real, try to keep it as realistic as possible. Yesterday we were having podcast hosting server issues. Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to lie. It seemed like we were having some issues. So if you took a listen to what we had going on this show and you were there around 10 a.m., you might have noticed that the podcast wasn't there. It was not there. So we kind of came to the conclusion right away that we had some ish in regards to what was going on, which caused us to have some issues as well with our other podcast. You know, what is it? Safety FM with Jay Allen. So, yeah, you got some kind of blended mixture of stuff between the two because of that happening. So that's it. That's kind of the story. And then we had some just minor issues and be able to take a listen to some of the stuff that was going on in the network. But that's the great thing about it. We always have the radio station. So unless you're looking for a particular episode in real time, the radio station's always there. So just information-wise, so you know what exactly was going on yesterday. So if you're new to this show, we talk about safety in the news and safety, just kind of the layout of the land of what we have going on, and has always been that way in regards of what we do. So news and safety in the news. We talk about what's trending. We allow you to call in. If you're interested, you go to callinradio.com. That'll get everything moving and grooving for you. get you into our system. You can text, you can video message, you can audio message. So options are available depending on what you want to do in that particular layout of the land. So there you go. Callinradio.com. So let's go ahead and do this right away. Let's go ahead and start talking about what the hell was trending in the overnight.
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so as we take a look around, more startling revelations in the July 13th assassination plot and a revolution brews in Venezuela. Snoop Dogg won't apologize for his obsession and find out what it is in showbiz. Filming start with Alec Baldwin newly new reality show, and ABC is desperately in need to award show hosts. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about that as we get into casting calls. And also Meghan Markle ramps up plans to launch her new venture. We'll talk about the details about that in the Royales. And I'm not talking about Royales with cheese. I'm talking about Royales in general. So with that being said, I have some people waiting at Feature Story News that are ready to tell us about what the hell is going on. So why don't we go ahead and get you into the news right now?
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
Feature Story News in New Delhi, Amneha Punia. In a move that is expected to significantly ramp up regional tensions, Hamas says its political leader Ismail Haniyeh was assassinated in Iran and has blamed Tel Aviv for his death. Israel is yet to comment but says it is holding a situational assessment. Hamas called Haniyeh's death a cowardly act that will not go unpunished. Sarah Coates is in Tel Aviv.
Still no word from the Israelis on this assassination of the head of Hamas's Politburo, Ismail Haniyeh. But certainly it is a very, very fragile time in the region. We've also heard from the US Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. He's been speaking, saying that if Israel were to be attacked, then the United States would defend Israel. So certainly, as I said, a very fragile time on the ground. We do know that the Israelis are right now holding a situational assessment, and there will be many, many meetings taking place over the next few hours as people continue to gather more information on this. Now, we do know that Haniyeh was killed in Tehran. He was in Iran visiting for the inauguration of the new Iranian president.
Ismail Haniyeh was killed in Tehran along with a bodyguard. One Saudi news outlet claims a guided missile struck his private residence. Sarah Coates is in Tel Aviv.
This is a very fragile time in the region, and this comes just hours after Israel did say it killed a senior Hezbollah leader in Beirut. That happened just after or just around 8 p.m. local time last night. We have heard from the Revolutionary Guards in Iran saying that there will be retaliation. There are also reports coming out saying that Haniyeh was killed by a missile that was fired from outside Iran.
Reactions are also coming in from other countries on the assassination of the Hamas leader. Russia condemning his death, calling it a completely unacceptable political murder. Turkey says the attack will escalate the war in Gaza into a regional conflict. Trent Murray is in Berlin.
Joseph Borrell, now he is the European Union's chief diplomat, currently in Hanoi for talks with the Vietnamese government. But we are starting to see some reaction, most notably from Joseph Borrell. Now, he is the European Union's chief diplomat. He said he wanted to wait for more information before making an official comment, but he said all he can say is that the European Union continues to call to de-escalate the situation. Reaction also from the Russian foreign ministry, who called this a completely unacceptable political murder. Turkey as well, the government of Recep Tayyip Erdogan, putting out a very strong statement condemning what they said was the assassination and a heinous attack in Tehran.
Meanwhile, in Asia, the death toll from the devastating landslides in southern India has risen to 133. Rescue efforts continue for a second day, as Ishan Garg tells us from New Delhi.
More than 200 army personnel, teams of National Disaster Response Force and many other first responders are involved in the rescue efforts. Reports say more than 3,000 people have been moved to shelters, but scores might still be stuck due to the deluge. Some villages have been completely cut off after a bridge was washed away. Authorities are now conducting aerial surveillance to assess the scale of the damage, but say establishing contact with some areas is proving difficult.
Dozens of staff at Singapore's office of TikTok's parent company ByteDance have been hospitalized in an apparent food poisoning outbreak. At least 60 people were affected, with 57 treated in hospital. Laura Westbrook is in Hong Kong.
According to reports, people experienced symptoms of abdominal pain and vomiting, and 17 ambulances were sent to the office in Singapore's business district. ByteDance, which owns TikTok, reportedly uses third-party caterers. Singapore's authorities said they were investigating suspected gastroenteritis at the office of the China-based tech giant and said they would not hesitate to take enforcement action against any food operators. A ByteDance spokesperson said it was also investigating what happened.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. The main news again. In a move that is expected to significantly ramp up regional tensions, Hamas says its political leader Ismail Haniyeh was assassinated in Iran and has blamed Tel Aviv for his death. Israel is yet to comment but says it is holding a situational assessment. And that is the latest. Feature story news, Neha Punia reporting.
Listen to our host
of the Rated R Safety Show.
Self-implode on our airwaves, only on Safety FM.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R Safety Show.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes in a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime, get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A+ by AM Best. Finally,
Since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's L-A-D-D-E-R life.com/safetyfm. ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Is your safety training old, stale, and hacked? Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out. And your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short-form micro-learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
You are listening to something magical. You're not listening to the Rated R Safety Show.
Oh, yes, you are listening to something magical indeed. Not in Indeed or on Indeed, but it's indeed magical. That's what I meant to say. Anyway, 17 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out on a lovely Whip 'em Out Wednesday. So there you go. Some things to reference and some things to talk about as we are going through the thing. Anyways, a lot of stuff going on inside of the world. As you did take a listen, as the feature story news people were hanging out and telling us everything that's going on. So it's our turn now to turn around and talk about the shit list. And let's go ahead and go through that right now. Real Clear Politic reporter Susan Crabtree on Tuesday published an email that was leaked to her that was originally sent to the Secret Service counter sniper on Monday night to a member of the organization's leadership. The email includes a startling warning that another assassination attempt should be expected before November. The unidentified counter sniper accuses the agency leadership of failing the boots to the ground agents' protections that they are marked. He says that after 7 years in the Marines and more than 20 years as a counter sniper, that for the Secret Service leadership time, and again, has failed to answer the concerns of its rank on file. The writer of the email ominously concludes that the shooting on July the 13th was successful because the supervisors, a.k.a. leadership, knew better and thought our concerns were less than important. The email was published hours before acting Secret Service Director Ronald Rowe and FBI Deputy Director Paul gave a testimony to Congress about the progress in the investigation. Rose said that it was ashamed of the failure and more so personally visiting the site of the shooting. Rose said that the Secret Service agents never received word that a gunman was on the roof, leaving unanswered one of the biggest and obvious questions of the entire tragedy that left Corey dead and two other bystanders wounded, and no other reason than supporting Donald Trump. So, as you are aware, you already know that there's going to be more questions that are going to come out of this. This is not going to be done in by a long shot. And I don't mean that to be sarcastic. I mean in regards of what's going on. There's going to be a lot more information that's going to come out, just kind of the way that it works. So that now you heard this other portion that there is a potential. Another assassination attempt before November, based on what it's saying. But I'm not a future predictor. I would imagine that they probably get threats all the time in regards to what's going on. Now, an attempt and threats is entirely two different things. So that's something that we would probably need to put into consideration. So let's continue talking. Car thefts have gotten as out of hand in Portland, Oregon, that a volunteer group has taken it upon themselves to track down stolen vehicle, and to much success. The Guardian Theft Recovery Group recently tracked down their 3,000th stolen vehicle. The group, organized by a Portland area auto shop owner, Nick Haas, relies on a community notice to tell people to be on the lookout for missing cars, and uses digital grapevine to pursue leads where police can't or won't. Haas doesn't charge for the sleuthing service. He says that he just is being a good neighbor. Just like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. I don't know. So let's see. This is according to AutoWire and KPTV. So that gets interesting. What do you do? I recover stolen cars is the way that it sounds. I don't know. Do you think that's kind of a cool feat? Or do you kind of go, that's kind of a different world that this particular guy lives in? I don't know. I'm looking on their website at the moment. So I don't know. They run some pretty interesting news stories. They got that. What else do we got? And apparently they also run some stories related to gun theft. Yeah, gun theft. Armed robberies inside of a convenience stores. Yeah, I don't know. So there you go. That's information for you. Also, revolution seems to be brewing in Venezuela after socialist dictator Nicolas Maduro. Corrupt regime appears to have rigged the voting process and reported bogus tallies from the weekend election. But with Maduro and opposition candidate Edmundo González Urrutia claimed victory, while soldiers for Venezuela military were initially deployed to further off the aftermath of the protesters. Videos and photos abound of the social media and troops taking off their uniform in solidarity with the protesters. On Monday, protesters tore down a statue of the previous socialist dictator Hugo Chavez. The socialist president and National Assembly of Venezuela on Monday demanded that Gonzalez and opposition leader Maria Corina Machado be arrested for refusing to accept Maduro's victory. So there's that. I don't know. I hate politics. I really do. It gets so weird sometimes. I don't care what country you're in regards of it, because it gets so strange. I have gotten to the point, especially over the last few years, I would probably say definitely the last two election cycles in the U.S. on, people really lose their shit about this stuff. I remember being a kid and I thought people lost it, but I didn't realize until what severity levels, especially with social media, on how people lose their crap. And I can no longer talk to you because you support X candidate. And it's just like, okay. Like, I have friends that I go, wow, I never knew how crazy you were when it came to this whole thing. And you can stand wherever you want. Enjoy life. If you need something to fight for, you go fight for whatever you want. But man, it gets a little weird out there. It's like, I have never seen so many people be like, because you don't agree with the way that I see the world, we can no longer talk. You have to be so open-minded when regards of being able to have civil conversations about stuff. Yeah, civil conversations.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so take a listen to this real quick. Delta Airlines retain a law firm to sue CrowdStrike. Yeah, for its software update that triggered more than a week of chaos. Yes, a week of chaos. in the company's system. The airline was forced to cancel about 6,000 flights that resulted in an untold millions in lost revenue and refunds. While CrowdStrike has had a gangbuster year in 2023, seeing that its stock value double, it lost about one-fourth of the valuation in the last 2 weeks, representing about $20 billion in reduced market cap. So there you go. $20 billion in a market cap. Now think about this for a second. Before this cluster that just occurred, how had you heard of this? Have you ever heard of CrowdStrike before? I'm just asking because their stock fell about 8% on Tuesday after the report of Delta will seek compensation from the cybersecurity firm in the recent global IT outage. Because if you know one goes, the rest of them will go. The cyber outage led to more than 2,200 flights cancellations on July the 19th, and Delta has canceled over 6,000 flights. CrowdStrike Falcon sensor software had caused Microsoft Windows to crash and display the blue screen of death. To some. So there you go. Also, Delta has hired the firm that also seek compensation from Microsoft, CNBC reported on Monday. CrowdStrike also, their stock, which had been doubled in 2023, has fallen 24%, leading to the loss of about $20 billion in valuation. Many clients are considering slowing or pausing spending on CrowdStrike and expecting pricing concessions, according to a survey of Evercore ISI. So nearly everyone agreed that expect that for monetary relief, such as discounts, service revenue credits, and so on. So there you go. If you're flying over those days, it sucked. I flew that next day. Woo, baby. That was a fun time. That was a fun time trying to get everything done. So there you go. Anyways, a pair of experienced drivers from Oklahoma spent nearly 40 hours adrift off the coast of Texas last week. Nathan and Kim Marker were driving for about 16 others when a storm blew in force, forcing everyone to back to the boat, fighting winds and rains and waves. And the pair were knocked from the line by a huge swell and pushed out to sea. Tethering themselves together, the couple quickly realized that their body temperatures were dropping and they needed to keep swimming to stay alive. Meanwhile, the Coast Guard was alerted and started combing the area. 28 hours later, the bearer was rescued, sunburned, and stung by jellyfish and exhausted but otherwise unharmed. Okay. Even though a harrowing experience, the two say that they plan to get back into the water. So this is according to good old GMA in regards of some of the information going on right there. So it was pretty interesting to see overall. There is no doubt about that. So maybe we should talk a little bit about that story. I mean, I don't know. Is it something that you would find intriguing, interesting, and so on? Because if it is, I think we could probably do some information to cover it, to cover that information on what the heck was going on. So let's do this real quick. Let's go ahead and get into it. Let's take a listen.
40 hours after diving off the coast of Texas, Will Reeve here with the details. Good morning, Will.
Good morning, George. This is the nightmare scenario. Out in the open ocean, separated from the group, they can't find you, and suddenly you're all alone. That was the fate that befell Nathan and Kim Maker, adrift for over a day and a half. Finality setting in, but
think about that. A day and a half at sea. Man, does that sound like not a good time for anyone in regards of what's going on? Let's just be realistic here. Let's continue.
The Coast Guard was combing a 1,600 square mile area for the couple, and somehow they found them and they saved them. This morning, an Oklahoma couple lucky to be alive, rescued at sea. Experienced divers Nathan and Kim Maker speaking exclusively to GMA. The couple stranded for nearly 40 hours in the Gulf of Mexico. On Wednesday, when they were out on a diving trip, a member of their group lost her grip on what's called a downline, a rope divers hold onto to get to the calmer waters below.
The current starts taking her away.
Nathan racing to save her.
I was swimming with everything I had to get her back to the line, and we got her to the line, and I just was within arm's reach.
That woman making it back on board. But in the middle of the chaos, Kim is knocked from the line. Both she and Nathan now swept away by the current. The boat reportedly searching for them, but they couldn't be found.
The boat was getting smaller and smaller and smaller till it's completely out of sight.
Alone, fighting to stay alive.
Kim and I just kind of took inventory of what we...
I mean, this is getting kind of interesting in regards to that. I mean, and you can see right there on where her wetsuit was on. If you're looking at the video aspect on how you can see how bad the sunburn was in regards to what's going on. Let's continue.
We had on us and we tethered ourselves together.
Alerted to their disappearance, the Coast Guard launching a search.
Because our body temperatures were dropping, we needed to keep swimming or we probably would have frozen to death. He absolutely is the reason that we're alive. I'm just keeping our spirits up because it would have been really easy to give up.
They can see and hear the rescue planes in the distance.
When that plane, it turned its nose towards us, Kim hits SOS on her flight and they saw us.
Flashlight. Just out of the corner of our eyes. This speedboat comes just streaming in, and all of a sudden I can hear the voices of the Coast Guard guys.
This sounds cheesy, but I really believe we saw the hand of God that day, and it was the hand of the Coast Guard.
This photo of the exhausted couple taken only hours after the rescue.
I think the biggest thing was, like, just believe in each other.
The makers were mostly physically okay. They thanked the Coast Guard for saving them. The officers even gave them fresh clothes after the rescue. And Nathan and Kim say they plan to dive again, but first they'll celebrate Coast Guard Day, which is this Sunday, August 4th, guys.
Mm. What a celebration. Worthwhile.
Absolutely. So glad they're okay.
Thank goodness. Well, thank you.
Man, what a story and a half, you know what I'm saying, in regards to that. Think about that. I don't even know what to consider when it comes to all that stuff and when you start really thinking about it. Anyways, let's continue talking real quick. The Dow gained about 203 points to close at 40,743. The S&P lost about 27 points to close at 5,436. And the NASDAQ lost about 222 points to close at 17,147. West Texas Intermediate closed at $78 a barrel and Brent crude was at $78 a barrel as well. The national average price of a gallon of gas was down by 1 cent. Down to $3.49 on Tuesday. Bitcoin ticked up on Tuesday, trading just around $66,000. And there was more than 3,630 flights delayed within, into, and out of the United States on Tuesday, and more than 130 such cancellations. Tonight's Powerball drawing will be for a $154 million jackpot or, are you ready? Or $73.3 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, there is time to do so. Let's see. I told you something about Snoop Dogg at the very beginning, so I'll talk about it right now. Snoop Dogg offers no apologies for his love of bags. I love backpacks, handbags, tote bags, and I'm not going to call it a man purse because it ain't. I think I got less than 1,000, more than 500, he told folks. Snoop is currently in Paris covering the Olympics and has been spotted with a numerous occasion with a purse, a bag in tow. This is according to Vogue. So there you go. Now you know what he's not apologetically for. So there you go. Anyways, 32 minutes past top of the hour. Let's do that thing that we do around this time that we call our main story. So let's go ahead and do that.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, another lovely Whip 'em Out Wednesday. So you know what we do on that Wednesday. We get to whip 'em out. That's the fun part of the analogy and the things that we get to do. But guess what else we're going to talk about today? We're going to talk about yesterday we partially talked about end of life cycle in regards of moving things out of factories. And we talked about how some of our programs change. And we talked about how things will change in regards of our organization. And it was interesting to see the interaction with some people in regards of what they thought we were talking about and how they were bringing up some other information to think about end of life cycle. And an important thing that was brought up that I didn't give consideration during the conversation yesterday that I was like, oh, I guess we should have probably tied a little bit of that in. But it was great, you know, to see the interaction of other people is end of life cycle when it comes to people leaving organizations. Now, think about that for a moment. Now, if you have someone who is in leadership, I'm not talking about management, I'm talking about leadership inside of your organization, and there is a general belief, okay, a general belief on how systems should work, on how things should go. And all of a sudden, they say they will no longer be with the organization. Not that they're moving factories, not that they're moving within the organization, but they're going finito, no more, bye-bye, all that kind of stuff. This will change the aspect inside of your organization as well. This is not the end-all be-all, but it will change. It will be the end-of-life cycle in regards of what this particular person brought into the organization. Now, here's the other portion to think about. We are not talking about values. We are talking about things that were done when the person was there. Now, think about it from one particular aspect, okay? So we can use big companies for an example. And I'll go way back in regards to this. Imagine when Steve Jobs was still running Apple. And all of a sudden, due to him being ill, he opted to step down. And when he stepped down, he highly recommended that Tim Cook be the person to replace him. Now, I am not saying that Apple is still not Apple. I am saying that things changed from the level of leadership on how things were done by Steve Jobs in comparison to how things were done with Tim Cook and are still currently being done with Tim Cook. Now, as you look at this and you give consideration to this, look at the bigger picture. And you can look at supervisors that you might have had. You can look at leaders that you've had inside of the organization on when they leave, on how things transform. And I don't mean transform in a good way, and I don't mean transform in a bad way. Now, there has been leadership inside of organizations that when they leave, things are built on from what was existing, so they add on to, or things occur where it gets terrible. Just depending on the aspect. So as you sit back today and take a listen to this and think about end of life cycle, as we had discussed yesterday in regards to machinery, in regards of programs, what do you think about when we start talking about end of life cycle when it comes to leadership? Do you look at it that there is a time frame inside that you can look back at your organization or you can look back in your career that you know exactly what I'm talking about, how everything changed when this particular quote unquote leader left your organization? Or do you look at it and go, I cannot relate so much to it because that has not occurred yet to me, but there is a possibility of things going on. And if you want to look at it from another standpoint, look at it this way. If you have been in leadership inside of your organization, has there been a time that when you left a place that you worked at, that people contacted you afterwards and said how things had changed so much for either the good or for the worse? Think about it. There's all kinds of different ways to look at it because that's just kind of the way that the cookie crumbles. Think about that.
Oops. What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You are listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
Let me talk to you real quick. What is HelloFresh? With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. Spend your time this month shopping for gifts and sipping cocoa, not stuck at the checkout line. Sign up for HelloFresh and get everything you need to whip up a fresh, tasty meal delivered to your door. Just choose your recipes, select a delivery date, and relax knowing the dinner's on its way. HelloFresh has over 45 recipes and more than 100 seasonal add-on items to choose from every week, so it's easier than ever to find something everyone will enjoy. Go to HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree. That's HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree to use the code SafetyFMFree for free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree with code SafetyFMFree. FM free. And don't forget that this is why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit.
Radio Big. USA, Canada, UK.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly, less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
It's always amazing to me on how technology changes, and so does the environment that we're in. And cyber criminals will do everything they can to take advantage of a system. If you don't own a home, you have nothing to fear about what I'm about to tell you. But if you own a home like me and you don't guard it with Home Title Lock, you're inviting home title fraud, one of the fastest growing crimes. Cyber thieves around the world know our home values are sky high at the moment, and that makes us a target. The crime is scary simple. Let me explain it to you real quick.
A cyber thief simply forges your name on a property sale form and refiles it. That's it.
Now he or she is on the deed of your home and you have no idea that you're a victim. Then the person takes out a loan on your home and vanishes, leaving you to prove to the police that you didn't commit bank fraud. Home Title Locks puts a virtual barrier around your home title. The instant they detect any kind of tampering or anybody messing around, they help shut it down. Look, if you have equity in your home, you need to guard it the best way that you can. Some people might even go as far as guarding it with their life. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you already are a victim. And enter the code RADIO. That's RADIO. That's the code RADIO for 30 days free of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com.
Radio Big. USA, Canada, UK.
Here you go. Yep, here you go. A lot of stuff going on still in regards of what's going on inside of the world and the planet. 44 minutes past the top of the hour. Still hanging out on the Rated R Safety Show. This right here, Oh, yeah, John Rush with Sisters. No, seriously, Sisters by John Rush. So, songs readily available on Spotify, iTunes, or Apple Music, depending on how you look at it, or YouTube Music. Oh, yeah. Sister. So there you go. Thanks for John Rush for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show. It's always a good time as we get to listen to Musica. And don't get me wrong, I like that song. So that's why you have heard it before here. Because that's kind of what we do. We like music. And we like playing it over and over again. And I mean that in a good way. Not in a bad way, so there you go. Anyways, let me tell you about the most important thing that I will tell you ever in my lifetime, and that is about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. To Write Love on Her Arms wants you to know that people have been where you are now and things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com. To Write Love on Her Arms. So there you go. TWLOHA.com. To Write Love on Her Arms. Once you get there, go all the way to the far right-hand side. Click on the section that says Find Help. You'll find information immediately about addiction, suicide, depression, anxiety, trauma, eating disorders, grief support, self-injury, just to name a few. So that's some stuff that's listed on their website. Once you get there, all kinds of info that can help you in regards of what is going on. No doubt about that. So keep that in mind as we are talking. So with that being said, let's continue on and talk about some other things that are going on in this lovely planet of ours. Take a listen to this real quick. Girl math, ladies. Yeah, you heard me there. It's your moment of retribution. An economic expert says that a recent social media trend of women making fun of themselves for the crazy mathematics that they do when it comes to spending, saving, and other rationalizations. Aren't they as crazy as they are? And others might think. In fact, some aspects of girls' math are actually fundamentally sound. Mathematic concepts says that Concordia University economics professor Moshe Lander, for example, the girl math claims that if you buy an item for $100, wear it 10 times, it only costs you $10 per wear. And that's correct. That's an example of the average cost. And if you notice that toilet paper is 30% off, so you buy a year's supply, you are bargaining shopping, which is a good strategy. What girl math does not fly, if you can think of an underspending of your budget this week, you can overspend next week. Well, that may be girl math, but it's not good math. It's being on a diet and saying to yourself that since you didn't use all of your calories this week, you can pig out next week. Unfortunately, it doesn't work that way. The biggest example of girl math that I've heard is when your teen daughter decided to the time that her hair washing schedule should coincide with her plans for the weekend. Okay. And well, some good example of guy math I like, it's actually like 5'10 actually measures 6 feet. Yeah. You know, when the guy says he's really 5'10, but he's saying that he's 6 feet tall. Or the concepts of that they believe that absolutely necessary that we could definitely land an airplane and fight off a grizzly bear. You know, that's, you know, the reality of guy math is the way that that works. So there you go. Anyways, with that being said, let's talk about this real quick. If you're starting a podcast is one of the things that you've always said that you'd like to do, maybe now isn't the best time to do so. Recent data indicates that if you aren't already famous, chances are that your podcast will have trouble generating listeners. Stats from the U.S. say that the top 25 podcasts reach almost half of the regular podcast listeners. And while there are still nearly 450,000 active podcasts, the top 25 each nearly half of weekly listeners. That leaves the podcast fighting for 449,975 others to 50% of the audience. The good news that while it's true that a few big names take most of the audience and therefore most of the cash when it comes to hosting popular pods, high-profile deals with famous hosts don't always work out. The archetype show is Prince Harry and Meghan Markle end up costing Spotify $20 million, and only one show was ever released. Well, so how would it, how would I have to pay for stop airing? How would I have to pay them to stop airing Rogan? I mean, it's never going to stop airing unless Rogan says he's no longer doing it. And what do you mean that actually some people who don't already have a podcast? I mean, at one particular portion during the pandemic, it was 4,000 new podcasts a week were coming out. And I'm talking about new shows. I'm not talking about new episodes. I'm talking about people that did not have a podcast were coming out with new podcasts, 4,000 a week. The average podcast don't make it past episode 13 because people realize how much work it is when it's all said and done. So there you go. Also, here's some other news. By now, you definitely heard that the summer blockbuster Deadpool and Wolverine is breaking records all over the place. But you might have not be aware of this one. The threequel, which opened on Friday, features more than 100 F-bombs, 116 of them by one count, although it's hard to keep track. That's by far most in any Deadpool film so far. The second Deadpool movie included a mere 90 Deadpool. Hold on, mere 90. So Deadpool and Wolverine is also the first R-rated movie in 34 films by the MCU. The previous two Deadpool films were produced by 20th Century Fox, and because Disney owns Marvel, that also makes Disney's first R-rated movie, although we understand there's now working on a new film with the title Tinderella. You get it? Tinderella? Okay, maybe you will get it. So there you go. Anyways, with that being said, why don't we do this? Why don't we bring in some lightness into our life? And let's go ahead and bring in some John Smalls and let him tell us about what the hell is going on with the Motivation Minute.
Brought to you by GenesisGoldIRA.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Jerry. Alphonse Carr said, "Some people are always grumbling because roses have thorns. I'm thankful that thorns have roses." Hey, that's a cool quote. It kind of reminds me of a song from Bret Michaels and the band Poison. They say, "Every rose has its thorn, and every night has its dawn." I think we need to embrace these things. See the good side of things instead of the bad side. Think about the fun you have all weekend rather than the fact that you have to go back to work Monday. And then think about how blessed you are that you have a job to go back to support your family. Try to see the good side of things instead of focusing on the negative side of things. It will make you happier and it will cheer up other people around you as well.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your 1 minute devotion. Have you filled your life with the urgent instead of the important? The good instead of the best? The insignificant instead of the eternal? If so, it's time to make some changes. Reordering your life won't be easy. People may misunderstand, and that can be painful, but you can't allow the expectation of others to shape your life. Not if you want to please God rather than man. Ecclesiastes 12:13 says, "Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man." Lord Jesus, give us a discerning heart that we may order our steps according to your ways. Your holy name we pray. Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at OneMinuteDevotion.com.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in New Delhi, Amneha Punya. In a move that is expected to significantly ramp up regional tensions, Hamas says its political leader Ismail Haniyeh was assassinated in Iran and has blamed Tel Aviv for his death. Israel is yet to comment but says it is holding a situational assessment. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin doesn't comment on Haniyeh's death but plays down worries of a wider regional conflict, says there's always room for diplomacy.
Another pitfall of our society. Rated R. Safety Show.
Okay, you know how it is, pitfalling and spitballing. That's the way that it goes. So let's talk about some things that happened back on this date. Back in 2012, Michael Phelps becomes the greatest Yes, the greatest medal winner in Olympic history. Phelps was a part of the winning American 4x200 freestyle relay team in London. It would he would be the 19th career Olympic medal and 15th overall gold medalist. So the so that happened back in 2012. That's how many he actually got, so just in case. Also today, if you're looking at some birthdays, let's talk about this. Rico Rodriguez turns 26. Blake Michael turns 28. Kyle Larson turns 32. AJ Green, 36. Matt Shadows, 43. BJ Novak turns 45. Zach Brown, 46. J.K. Rowling turns 59. Wesley Snipes, 62. Mark Cuban, 66. And John Seal turns 92 today. That's in case if you're looking at some birthdays, if you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, well, I have some of those for you. It's Uncommon Instrument Awareness Day, National Avocado Day, National Raspberry Cake Day, National Mutt Day, National Jump for Jelly Beans Day, Black Tot Day, and World Ranger Day. Yeah, that's World Ranger Day, just in case if you're looking. So there you go. Anyways, let's talk about it because it's right around the corner, September the 10th through the 12th, Santa Fe, New Mexico, Conklin Conference number 3. Would love to see you there if you want to come and hang out and talk about the world of human and organizational performance taking place in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Yeah, take it down. Back then in September. Yeah, September, right around the corner. Would love to see you there. We'll be hanging out with Todd Conklin, Bob Edwards, Andrea Baker, just to name a few. Jen Long will be there as well. I'll be hosting the event, so would love to see you there. Santa Fe, New Mexico, Conklin Conference 3. For more information, go to safetyfm.io. That's safetyfm.io. That'll get everything moving and grooving for you. So there you go. A lot of influx of things going on inside of the world. So would love to see you there. Anyways, let's talk about a couple more things before you head out here, because at the top of the hour, I will be going over to RadioBig.fm if you want to come and hang out with me. If you stay over here on this side of the house on Safety FM, you'll be hanging out with the likes of Sheldon Primus. So there you go. So if you need a random joke for today, try this. Who decided to call it emotional baggage and not griefcase? I'm just saying, it's a question to think about. If you need a phone starter for today, try this. What is a funny or creative way to answer everyday questions like, how's it going, or what do you do? You know, there's some creative ways to do some of that stuff. Just think about it. If you need a question for the water cooler, try this. 15% of people who own one of these don't use it. What is it? A dishwasher. You know, like the machine, the dishwasher, not like somebody who you call a dishwasher, just in case. I mean, there's some useless knowledge for you in regards of the things that are going on. So anyways, I'll be going over, like I said, RadioBig.fm next couple hours or so. Would love to see you over there if you want to come and hang out as we take a listen to some music and all that kind of fun stuff. So there you go. You know, I had somebody contact me yesterday and go, why do you listen to Michael Jackson on your station? I listen to Michael Jackson on my station because I like listening to Michael Jackson. That's why we play it over there. So there you go. Anyway, so that's going to sum it up. If I can leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this. It takes less time to do something right than it does to explain why you did it wrong. Think about that. It takes less time to do something right than explain on why you did it wrong. If you start taking a look at that, man, will that be much different for you than anything else. Anyways, thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener, because without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. Anyways, I know who you are.
Duh.
You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
And all this might seem a little frustrating.